I'm Mike and Scott, and this piece is part of the Pulse's special episode, Science and the 4th of July. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. What do people love to eat on the 4th of July? Well,
some hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs!
They are so American and so delicious, but they're also not very good for you. So, should we eat them anyway? We asked reporter Alana Gordon to check in with a nutritionist.
So, we begin the story where most barbecues begin. At the grocery store.
We're going to stop at the special item of the week, the hot dog.
That's Nairi Dardarian. We head toward the meat section of Acme, a grocery chain on the East Coast. Along the way, we hit a refrigerated shelf full of Franks.
I've never seen this before. It's a hot dog station.
Nairi is a registered dietitian who teaches nutrition at Drexel University. So she wants to know what is in them.
And I'm going to take a look at the label.
First, calories.
And I'm looking at this 160 calories for the whole hot dog.
Then fat.
120 of those calories come from fat.
What's your reaction to that?
That's a lot of fat. I don't really want to eat fat on a bun.
The last thing she looks at is sodium content.
Kind of a rule of thumb is don't go over 300 milligrams of sodium for one serving of any type of food.
Too much salt can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, long list of not so nice things. Most of these dogs go over that threshold.
So I guess we're going to make a decision here.
She grabs a few different kinds and includes some veggie, turkey, lean, and low sodium options and heads out.
Okay, so the lettuce looks good. Nice and chopped.
It's the next day, and Nairi has a party to cook for. The hot dogs are out, but she's also making an Armenian-style salad. It's a combination of cracked wheat, tomato, parsley, and olive oil.
Then you don't feel as guilty if you balance your hot dog out with a side that's full of really good whole grains and lettuce, tomatoes.
For Nairi, it's all about padding an occasional hot dog with nutritional sides, not a bag of chips or a second hot dog. She heads outside for the last step.
Okay, grill is lit. Let this heat up.
Studies have shown that cooking at high temperatures, like on a grill, is associated with colon cancer. There's some evidence that marinating could reduce that risk. Still, Nairi says we've been grilling for a millennia. The key is don't do it all the time. Nairi's guests arrive. They're not your typical everyday guests.
My name is Leah Joy.
My name is Ben Graff.
Danny Talenti.
They've all just graduated from Drexel's nutrition program.
My name is Jessica Liu.
Coco Ellis.
So they're experts. Back outside.
So we're just putting these on the grill.
Nairi lays out several options.
Your authentic ballpark hot dog. Then we have a spin on that.
A lean one, less calories but still high in fat. And there's a veggie dog. It's low fat but still has a lot of sodium.
Are any of these like better or worse?
I would say no. They are all on the same scale of hot dog.
Some hot dogs at health food stores advertise being lower in fat with less additives. For Nairi, it's a hot dog, so there's trade-offs.
All right, who's going to dig into the hot dog bar?
Ben pretty much inhales an authentic ballpark hot dog. He's thrown out the nutrition label.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat a hot dog all the time, but if I'm going to have one, I'm just going to go for it.
Ben was obviously paying attention to Nairi's approach. I'm vegetarian, so I grab a veggie dog.
What do you think?
The ketchup and onions help.
This is getting better.
But still, it's not so great.
Okay, here I go.
Nairi decides to give the low-fat, low-sodium white turkey hot dog a try. She looks disappointed.
It's not nearly as spicy as a regular hot dog.
She says next time she'll opt for a regular one. But that next time, it's not going to be for a while.
I think I just take a hot dog for what it is. It's a hot dog.
To be eaten rarely, like, say, on the 4th of July. And beyond being mindful of portion sizes and balancing sides, just don't forget the best part of any good barbecue, the ritual of sharing good laughs and friendship.
Hot dog cheers!
That was Alana Gordon reporting while eating veggie dogs.